Good afternoon. Not a good day for the Australian share market. In fact, on Wednesday, the ASX 200 dropped back by 92 points or 1.5% to 5,920 points. In the first hour and a half of trade, we did see the market actually creeping into positive territory, but it was very brief. And from that point onwards, the market just continued to fade. So we actually closed at the worst levels of the session. It was the worst day in a couple of weeks as well. We're yet to see the market improving this week too. But keep in mind that we've fallen about 2.3% in 3 days. Last week, the market was up 2.6%. But the ASX 200 continued to lose a bit of ground. It actually closed, importantly, below that key psychological barrier of 6,000 points. And this is after four consecutive days where the market has closed above that level. So there is some cautiousness in markets today and a bit of pessimism. That was enough to push markets significantly lower. You can pin this on a number of reasons. The fact that the US market was down by about 1.1% for the S&P 500 last night. The fact that Dow futures are now pointing to a slightly softer start tonight is never helpful as well. And of course, thirdly, the fact that there's now a 6 week stage three lockdown, which kicks in tonight at midnight in Metro Melbourne, is certainly not helpful. So that basically impacts 20% of the Australian population. We had another bad outcome for coronavirus cases as well today. 134 cases in Victoria, the second worst outcome that they've had since the crisis began. And this is a day after they've had the worst results since the crisis started. We also had the ACT recording three new cases. Now, the ACT has actually not had cases in the past month at all, so that was certainly not a positive sign. And there's always a risk of contagion and the spread to other states and territories as well. And in fact, there were reports today that Jetstar passengers from Melbourne were allowed to enter Sydney without being screened yesterday too. So there are some concerns around that. Obviously, that was a main big reason why we had 85% of stocks on the ASX 200 finishing in negative territory today. Let's go through some of the losers first, because there are quite a few there. The big banks all down, ANZ the worst, down about 2.1%. Shopping mall owners, now they were hit hard, and you'd imagine that with a lockdown in Melbourne, it would obviously impact negatively foot traffic for some time. So companies like Vicinity Centres down 3.5%, Centre Group, which is behind the Westfield shopping centres in Australia and also New Zealand, down as well by about 1.5%. Now looking back to prior months, in March, both of those stocks halved in price. So that certainly is something to watch. Retailers were mostly lower as well today. In fact, there was a report in the Australian that suggested Premier Investments is closing some of its stores in Melbourne, in Metro Melbourne. They'll be shutting stores in 36 shopping centres. And Premier Investments, of course, the company behind Smiggle and also Peter Alexander. JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman down in the order of 2.5%. And betting company Adairs did worse than most, down about 5.5%. Now, toll road operator Transurban added to losses we had at around lunch. It actually fell by 3.8%. Melbourne is its second largest market. A third of its revenue is generated there. So obviously fewer cars on the road means fewer dollars rolling into the company's bank account. Domain was down 11%. That was the worst day for the property classifieds group in about 4 months as well. Consumer discretionary stocks, so stocks like Crown, the casino operator, down 1.4%, and Aristocrat Leisure, which makes poker machine games, was down in the order of 3.5%. Now, the lockdown spells further delays in the revival of the domestic travel business, which is important considering that international travel and borders, you'd imagine, would be closed for a longer period of time and will be more difficult to open. So companies like Webjet down 4%, Qantas down 1.4%. And even in the healthcare space, we had some losses there as well. Ramsay Healthcare was down 2%. Now, this is a private hospital operator, operates around 70 private hospitals in Australia. 16 of them are actually in Victoria. So it could mean temporary delays to elective surgery. So that stock was down as well. Now, market darling Afterpay lost ground today, which we don't say very often in recent months at least. Its shares were down 3%. And that's because it came back online after being in a trading halt yesterday. And one of the main reasons why it was in a halt is that it raised quite a bit of money from institutional investors. In fact, $650 million that the company says it will use to accelerate its expansion overseas. It expects to do that in Canada, in the US, in store, because at the moment it's just online there. So its shares fell back because those shares were basically, or those funds were raised at a discounted price. Not a huge discount, about 3%, but still that did push stocks lower. And another thing that could have pushed the stock a little lower was the fact that the company's co-founders have sold about $270 million worth of their shares in the company as well today. So that's about 2 million shares each. They still hold 14% of the company. Now, there were some winners today. It included gold mining companies, which tend to do well under these uncertain circumstances. So Northern Star really stood out. It rose 6.5%, doing much better than most in that space. And the reason for that, not only gold prices at the best levels in 8 years, but it came out with a trading update this morning. Strong result under the circumstances, and it also brought forward by 3 months its dividend payment, which it actually deferred back a few months ago to October. So rather than paying it in late October, it's going to pay that dividend on July the 16th. We also had strong gains from supermarket chains like Woolies and also Coles, which stood out. Telstra was another winner. It rose about 0.5% today. There was no major economic news to really watch today, and the Aussie dollar a little on the weak side at 69.3 US.